Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
Hello, I'm Buffy. Happy to be your teacher again.
That's right. And today we have another David's Daily Life article for you guys.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. 又是 David's Daily Life, 大卫日记咯。全新的一年，不晓得会有什么全新的故事呢？
That's right. So let's go ahead and check it out.
David's Daily Life, I'm Jealous.
Life was great when I was the baby of the family. My parents gave me lots of attention. My big sister Chris was nice to me. Then, 4 years ago, my mom and dad had Daniel, my younger brother. They think he is perfect and let him do anything. For example, one time he broke my favorite video game.But my parents didn't even shout at him. Last week, he drew on the walls. Then my dad shouted at me. How come you weren't watching Daniel? No video games for a week.
Word power!
Perfect. Perfect. Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom. Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom. Favorite. Favorite. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite moviesby Disney. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies by Disney. Shout. Shout. Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her. Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her.Wall, wall. My mom hung a family photo on the wall. My mom hung a family photo on the wall.
So, you like David's Daily Life, right?
Sure, I do. 我非常喜欢这单元诶。
Do you know David?
I know one David, but not the one in the story.
Oh, okay,、mm-hmm. okay, that's good. Well, anyway, are you ready to begin?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so today's article begins, Life was great when I was the baby of the family.
今天故事一开始呢 ,David 就在日记里面写啦。当我还是家里的宝贝的时候呢，生活啊，真的是彩色的。
Now here we see the phrase baby of the family. Now this is not really a baby. This just means this person is the youngest child in a family. So we call them the baby of the family.
I see. That's right. Baby 呢，在这里指的是一个家庭中最年幼的孩子，而不是刚出生的婴儿哦。
So are you the baby of the family?
I used to be.
Until you...
yes. 我当然小时候都还是家里的宝可是长大了就要独立一点咯。
Okay. Well, do you have a younger brother or sister?
No, I'm
Then
the youngest
still
one.
You're still the baby of the family.
I'm not sure about that.
No, we still call this the baby of the family. You can be 70 and still be the baby of the family.
Good to know.
That is. Okay, back to the article. It says, my parents gave me lots of attention.
Well, 当你还是家里最小的孩子的时候可能会受到爸妈给予的很多关注嘛。
That's right.、Mm. And it continues and says, my big sister Chris was nice to me.、
David 的姐姐 Chris 也对他很好。但是感觉好像有淡疏哦因为以我的了解 David 应该不是这么感性的青少年。我们赶快继续看下去。
That's right. And he says, then 4 years ago, my mom and dad had...Daniel, my younger brother.
Oh, 来了来了来了转折点来了。但是四年前呢 David 的弟弟 Daniel 出生了。
Wow. So, the article says they, or David's parents, think he is perfect and let him do anything.
Interesting. 他们认为 Daniel 很完美 perfect, 而且让他做任何事。哎呦哎呦哎呦我闻到醋味哦酸酸的哦。
醋味。
Yeah, 醋味吃醋。
Oh, 吃醋
对吃醋的味道。
Jealous, there we go. Okay, now here we already have our first word power word, perfect.Perfect is an adjective, and we use this word to describe the way we feel about a thing or person. And if something is perfect, then it is excellent or it is very good, and there's nothing wrong with it.
在这里呢，我们看到单字 perfect, 它是形容词，用来形容人事物非常 excellent, very good 的意思。那你知道不完美怎么说吗？是 imperfect,在 perfect 前面加上 I am。I am 呢就表示不怎么样怎么样无什么什么非什么什么的意思。像是 possible, 可能的。前面放上 I am 就变成 impossible, 不可能的。
That's right. Now here's a sample sentence. Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom.Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom.
艾莉森向妈妈学习了如何制作完美的蛋糕。
So back to the story, we know that David has a younger brother, Daniel, and their parents think Daniel is perfect. Now, in the article, he says, for example, one time he, or Daniel, broke my favorite video game.
Uh-oh. 例如有一次啊。Daniel 他弄坏了 David 最喜欢的电动玩具。
Now here we see the phrase for example. Now you often hear us use it in the lesson.
Yes.
So we use this phrase when we want to show an example of something we mentioned before.
For example 呢就是譬如例如的意思。它可以等于 for instance. For instance, I-N-S-T-A-N-C-E.都是表示可以用来举例的一个片语。
That's right. Now, here we also saw another word, power word, favorite. Favorite is an adjective, and we use the word favorite to show how we feel about something. And if something is your favorite, then you like it better than others, which are similar to it.
That's right.
For example, you can have a favorite food, a favorite singer, or a favorite book.
That's right. 这里的 favorite 是形容词，是最喜爱的，也就是在同一类型的事物中你特别偏爱的，就可以用 favorite 来形容。譬如可以说 I love dogs, but my favorite kind of dogs are pugs.
Oh.
我很喜欢狗，但是我最喜欢的呢是八哥这种狗。
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my sister loves pugs too. She has three.
Cool.
She has three pugs, but no children. Okay, here's an example sentence. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies by Disney. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies by Disney.
海底总动员是我最喜欢的迪士尼电影之一。Well, it's a good movie though.
It is.Okay, now back to the article. So Daniel broke David's video game, and David says, but my parents didn't even shout at him.
Oh, 好吧。Daniel 弄坏了 David 的电动玩具，结果呢 ?David 的爸妈 didn't even shout at him, 甚至都没有吼他或凶他。David 应该是觉得有点不公平吧。
I think so. Now here we have another word, power word, shout.Shout is a verb, and to shout is something we can do. And if we shout, we say something in a very loud voice. Now, we usually shout because we are angry at someone, or we want to make sure they can hear us.
这里的 shout 是动词代表大声喊叫。或者是生气的对人吼叫的意思，它跟 yell y-e-l-l yell 的意思很相似。那记得 yell 跟 shout 某个人的时候呢，后面要接介系词 at, shout at, yell at.
That's right. You know, Buffy, do you often shout at other people?
No, I don't. 我不太常会对大家这样大吼大叫。我们有什么话都好好讲。非常理性，对。
Oh, that's very good. Okay. For example, I could say Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her. Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her.
Mrs. Lin 对我的哥哥吼叫，因为他对他说谎了。That sounds terrible.
What sounds terrible? That my brother lied or that Mrs. Lin shouted?
Both.
Okay. All right. Now, back to the article. It says, last week, he, or Daniel, drew on the walls.
Daniel 弄坏电动玩具对 David 来说已经很不开心了。这下可好，上星期 Daniel 居然还在墙壁上画画。
Wow. I don't think that's too bad, do you?
No. Yeah. But...His parents might.
His parents might. Anyway, here we have another word, power word, wall. Wall is a noun, and a wall is a tall, flat structure. And it divides one area from another. For example, the walls in your house divide it into different rooms, such as the kitchen, your bedroom, and your parents' bedroom.
That's right. Wall 就是墙壁，墙的意思。房子呢都会用墙壁来创造出隔间，比如说像是厨房啊、浴室等等。
That's right. For example, I could say my mom hung a family photo on the wall. My mom hung a family photo on the wall.
我妈妈将全家福的照片呢挂在墙上。
So Daniel drew on the walls, and in the article it says, then...My dad shouted at me.
Ooh.
How come you weren't watching Daniel? That's kind of unfair.
回到文章，没想到爸爸呢，居然是骂 David 而不是骂 Daniel。爸爸骂什么呢 ？How come you weren't watching Daniel? 为什么 ？How come 你那时候没有看着 Daniel， 然后让他在墙壁上画画呢？在这里我们看到 how come 为什么的用法。那它跟why有什么不一样呢？赶快来看一下我们的英文快译通吧。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
啊 ，The party is about to begin. How come my prince didn't show up?
How come there are so many princes here? The traffic is terrible.
Oh no.Is he trying to get rid of me?
Oh no! Will she go with other princes if I'm late?
How come?
究竟王子能不能及时接公主参加舞会呢？明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
同学们，刚刚公主和王子一直讲的 How come 是什么意思呢？其实 how come 就等同于 why， 表为什么的意思。那 how come 和 why 之间有什么不一样吗？当然有咯，他们两者的句型可不一样。 how come 后面是直接接上直述句，不管是过去式、现在式，都直接在 be 动词或普通动词上面做时态的变化即可。那 why 呢，就需要助动词或 be 动词导装的句子来辅助造出疑问句哦。这样听起来很复杂，对不对？其实没有那么难，我们直接来造个例句就知道了。例如 David 看起来很没精神，我们就可以问
How come David looks so tired? How come David looks so tired?
改以 why 来问的话就是
Why does David look so tired? Why does David look so tired?
从句中就可以看到 How come 的疑问句里面没有助动词 does， 因为 look已经配合第三人称单数变成 looks， 而 why 的疑问句呢就需要 does 来辅助。好，我们再来看一个否定的例子。如果你的同学昨天没有来上课，你就可以问他
How come you didn't go to school yesterday? How come you didn't go to school yesterday?
改以 why 来问的话就是
Why didn't you go to school yesterday? Why didn't you go to school yesterday?
How come 疑问句的 didn't是因为句子是否定的才出现的哦，但就不用像 why 的疑问句一样把 didn't 往前放了。那如果是 be 动词呢？比方说你看到你的朋友在大马路上狂奔啊，就可以说
How come you are running so fast? How come you are running so fast?
或是
Why are you running so fast? Why are you running so fast?
这次你一定发现了只有 why 疑问句的 be 动词往前放。 另外如果你常看国外的影集或是电影的话，肯定听到主角常常说 How come? How come? 其实就是怎么会这样的意思哦。好啦，我们最后再总复习一下， How come 就等同于 why， 是为什么的意思，但是它的后面呢并不用像 why 一样要用助动词或者是 be 动词倒装，而是直接接上直述句就可以了。玫瑰随便聊的时候到咯，我们下次再见，拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
Whatever, I will find another princess at the party.
How come you're here?
How come you're here?
I'm here to see what you're doing here.
I knew you would come by yourself, so I've been waiting for you right here.
Really? Come on.Let's dance!
How come?
So David's father yelled at David, and he also said, no video games for a week.
爸爸对 David 说，一个礼拜不准打电动。哇，相信对 David 来说，这根本就是晴天霹雳。墙壁又不是他画，怎么会是惩罚他呢？If I were David, I would probably be very upset too.
But do you think it was right for the father to get mad at David and not Daniel?
其实我们也不太清楚状况到底是什么啦，所以爸爸应该有他自己的立场。
Oh, okay, well anyway, that's about it for today's article. Let's go ahead to our wrap-up. So we just finished the first part of this month's David's Daily Life.
是的，今天的第一天课程到了尾声了，不晓得同学们看完第一天的文章有没有什么感觉呢？
Well, I don't know. Today we learned about, I guess David has a younger brother named Daniel.
是的。
And Daniel's so small, he's only 4, and he can do anything he wants to, and he doesn't get in trouble.
Is that fair? 可是世界本来就不公平嘛。
Right. Well, I mean, we're both the youngest child. We're the babies of the family, so we don't know.
对，应该问我们哥哥姐姐会比较准，
things,
right? 对不对
？But did you ever have to take care of maybe a younger cousin?
Yes, I did.
Right. So, did they ever do something and you got in trouble for it?
其实还好，因为都是我故意设陷阱让他跳这样。因为我 I'm jealous. I was jealous.
So you would do something to get them in trouble?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you. When you were younger, did you ever do anything to get your brother in trouble or something?
I can't remember that. 有点想不太起来，因为 I'm such a nice girl.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed today's article. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
A Plus 小聚会，
我要出国，我想中乐透啊，每天都要有艳遇。我还要天天都吃大餐美食，我要减肥啦！啊，我要跟韩国偶像 Rain 结婚。我还要……哎，你们都在，不好意思，非常，这些都是我的小小愿望，不要透露出来，我也不方便透露其他太多的。哎，脑海中还有很多其他的愿望，英文要怎么表达呢 ？I have plenty of resolutions in mind.I have plenty of resolutions in mind. 相信各位同学们脑海中也有超级多的愿望吧。But since we have plenty of resolutions in mind, will God make our resolutions come true? 说实在的，人的愿望呢实在是太多了。生日呢可以许愿，看到流星呢可以许愿。听说看到飞机从头上飞过去100次也可以许愿，跟朋友讲到同一句话打对方的头也是可以许愿。 We really have plenty of resolutions in mind， 所以我们才会想出这么多的方法让自己许愿吧。而且这个句型呢其实非常的好用，如果一群人在一起要集思广益想点子，而你就是鬼点子王，那么你就可以说I have plenty of ideas in mind. 最后新年嘛，许自己一个愿望也不为过。It's fine to have plenty of resolutions in mind, and I wish all your dreams would come true.
David's Daily Life, I'm Jealous.
Life was great when I was the baby of the family. My parents gave me lots of attention. My big sister, Chris, was nice to me. Then, 4 years ago, my mom and dad had Daniel, my younger brother. They think he is perfect and let him do anything. For example, one time he broke my favorite video game, but my parents didn't even shout at him. Last week, he drew on the walls. Then my dad shouted at me. How come you weren't watching Daniel? No video games for a week.
Perfect. Perfect. Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom. Allison learned how to make perfect cakes from her mom. Favorite. Favorite. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies by Disney. Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies by Disney. Shout. Shout. Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her. Mrs. Lin shouted at my brother because he lied to her. Wall. Wall. My mom hung a family photo on the wall. My mom hung a family photo on the wall.